what I want. Thanks for subscribing to KHOL and listening to the Teton Sports Talk Podcast, the number one sports talk show in the great state of Wyoming. Previously on Teton Sports Talk.
You know what, Dan? I think the Houston Rockets and the Toronto Raptors will both miss the NBA playoffs this year.
Likely.
Hey, one thing I know, there'll be no teams in the top 10 from Ohio in college hoops.
You're pretty spot on there, Graham.
Hey, man, I've always been a big fan of Jennifer Aniston. I think her and Justin Theroux are in it for the long haul.
Canada?
Sean White and his new dumb corporate haircut, he's not going to meddle.
This is the truth. And he get choked.
Sports fans, it is Friday afternoon, or if you're listening to the podcast and you've downloaded it, we appreciate that. It could be any day of the week. Who knows? Massey is out of town. He is again jet setting. He's out in the southeast by himself in Mobile, or he's high fiving his dad while they share a father son beer together. I'm here with Dan C.
What up? What up?
Our original audio man, recording helper.
Oh yeah, yeah. I did the
back in the day
the spec project for the big wigs at KHOL.
Yeah,
you know, I shot the spec sound.
It was a good time. That was when we would do it at Studio A, 442 South Willow in the alley. We'd watch games, make fun of players, make fun of commercials at the same time. No, it's good to have you in, Massey. Once again, yeah, cannot be bothered this week. He's getting married, so I think he's kind of doing like the Massey as a bachelor, kind of like the Kobe reunion tour. He's just kind of like, he's just going different locations as his single self and eventually
saying goodbye.
He's going to tie the knot, saying goodbye
to that piece of his soul.
As we know him, yeah. It's like, it is kind of like, he's a lot like Kobe. He's very selfish on this show, egomaniac. He's like changing his jersey number.
Right. Is this a Michael Jordan's Wizards move?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it's giving up.
Totally.
Giving up. Marriage is giving up. I can tell you that.
You can attest firsthand.
Yes. Valentine's Day was...
Post-Valentine's Day.
Post-Valentine's Day. I can say whatever I want now. Yeah, I got the candy and the flowers and the vacuum cleaner and all that good stuff for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, the vacuum cleaner.
For the selfie queen. She really appreciated it.
Yeah.
Did you have a good Valentine's Day? You're not tied down right now, are you?
What is the opposite? I mean... If tied down is what you'd say for being with someone
in love,
I would be free falling from a plane, no parachute. I mean, I am
as far away from it as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
You're too free.
I'm too free. I need someone to tell me what to do. Honestly,
would you say you have a sexual or not sexual romantic relationship with the brew pub?
Oh, I have
not a person.
I have
brew
a
pub,
strained,
just the brew pub.
Yeah, a relationship with the brew pub for sure. It's a sometimes romantic, but
yeah.
You know, when you put all the pieces together, it is an abusive relationship. You know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know about bartending and abusive relationships. You did a fine job on Mardi Gras.
Thank you. I sold a lot of hurricanes.
You did sell a lot of hurricanes. No. I watched you sell out of rum.
I know. Yeah.
I never go out, so it was nice to go out and get out on the town, be hungover at work the next day.
Ooh. Yeah, except, people were really killing the hurricanes, which I think one will just give you diabetes up.
Diabetes?
Diabetes.
I could feel the diabetes headache the next day.
That and jello shots.
It was just
all around.
What's going on in sports this week? The Moose hockey team are up in Bozeman. The Bozeman Bumblebees. Let's go with that.
Yeah, Bozeman Bumblebees.
They swept Cleveland last weekend at home, which was nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've been missing out on a little bit of hockey, but every time I go, the heart rate does go up. If you don't go to Moose hockey games, you don't respect this town and what it stands for.
You really don't. No.
Yeah, you got littering in the park, you know, like burning plastic in the national parks, and then not going to Moose hockey games as disrespect in this town.
Something that is going on that's close to both of our hearts, chests, bosoms is Virginia Tech took down the Wahoos on Saturday, last Saturday.
Virginia Tech's the best team in
I guess
college
that makes
basketball.
Them the best team. So they're we're number one. The Hoos still got that number one ranking the first time since 1982, which is beautiful. It was first time since I was negative 2 years old. Do the math. That's my age. I'd say that would make Virginia Tech 0.5, right?
Yeah. If you're number one, we're 0.5 easily.
Yeah, 0.5.
I felt the same way when a couple years ago Ohio State won the national championship, but they lost to us in the early first game of the year in football.
That was like, I think that was JT Barrett's 17th year for Ohio State.
Yeah.
So yeah, yeah this last one was his 24th.
Yeah, he's.
But I remember that game. I watched that game at Cuddy's. I don't know why I remember that game. I think it was because I couldn't believe because Ohio State was ranked high to start.
Oh yeah, I mean they did win the championship.
Yeah, they won it in the end. They beat the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Thank God! I just want to see them lose so much.
I know. Massey, we should try to call Massey later, but. We were going to talk about, might as well just stay on the topic of college basketball. It's kind of a weird top 25 right now.
Give me the rundown, because I'm going to say this to the audience, to everyone.
Mm-hmm. This is a debut. This is you finding out
this, yeah,
for the first time.
For those of you who aren't huge sports fans or don't watch, experience over the airwaves what it's like to learn about something you don't know, because I don't know a thing about basketball other than Virginia Tech is the best team in college basketball. So I want to hear,
you want me to break this down so you have some brew pub locker room talk. You can like go in
the boys change
with the guys and you can, you know, slap towels around and be like, hey, you hear Ohio State?
Yeah,
they're number eight.
Yeah, post shift.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, we always hit the showers hard at the brew pub.
Ooh, God.
I mean, really hit the showers hard.
Clean that sticky hurricane off you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were needed the other day. It was kind of like if you could imagine you're making gelatin, and then you have the sugar and the, it was sticky in there in the showers.
Oh, God. So sticky. So the Hoos number one, Virginia Tech's 0.5. Michigan State, number two. Villanova, who was number one, they shot down number three. They lost St. John's last week. I actually watched them lose to Providence Friars the other day. I caught the end of that game.
Now, what?
Providence.
What? Providence Friars.
The Providence Friars. Like Friar Tuck. Wow. Robin Hood.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a sweet mascot. You got the Lord on your side.
You do.
Via a friar.
You do. That's true. Villanova, Jay Wright, the always sexy pinstripe-wearing coach. Xavier. Xavier is in Cincinnati. It's in Ohio.
First time learning that one.
There you go.
Legit.
If you
did not know where Xavier was.
If you don't know where a college basketball school is, you always guess Ohio. Because when March Madness comes around, over the years, it's always been growing up when somebody like, hey, where's Dayton? Like, I don't know. And you're like, oh, it's in Ohio. Hey, where's Butler? Ohio. You just like keep going through these schools, Xavier, Ohio, and you find out that there's just a poop load of schools in Ohio that make the March Madness tournament.
That's an ESPN term, by the way.
Poop load?
Yeah, that's new into the standard of broadcast, just for people to know.
Yeah, it meets it's a good compromise with the FCC. Cincinnati actually follows them at number five. Purdue, Indiana. Purdue, they've got a couple big men. They're at number six. Texas Tech at number seven. Ohio State at number eight. Gonzaga at number nine. And number 10, Auburn. And I thought Auburn was going to get in trouble for this Louisville Adidas scandal, but they never got in trouble for it. So I don't know. There's a lot of controversy in college basketball. There's a lot of these schools are going to have scandals in the future. I won't touch Beamer.
Yeah, thank you. Oh my God. Come on, man.
No. I do love Buzz Williams. He's hilarious. He's always soaked.
Just sweat,
and
boy.
Sweat. Yeah. He had to change his shirt the other day. He was coaching, I think it was North Carolina game. He was coaching it, and at halftime, he had to put on the team apparel, like dry fit shirt. It was hilarious. He had soaked through.
When you really love your team.
He still wears blue shirts. It's hilarious. He just doesn't care.
No.
I love it.
No. The two things I worry about that I can say for Virginia Tech is both basketball and football. I just hope we keep our coaches. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. especially basketball, we have never been good historically. We've made it to the tournament, I don't know, like six times. Like, it's bad. Yeah.
No, they had an ACC, like, coaches council, what do you call it? It's like the Jedi Council. They had this coaches council, and Buzz Williams, they just go by every, it's like, you know, obviously, or it was like UNC, obviously, like, a million accolades, Duke, a million accolades, and then it's like Virginia Tech pops up, and it's like, four-time tournament participation or whatever.
Yeah, we get the participation award. It's brutal.
But football is good, you know?
Yeah, football is great.
Yeah.
We got a great fan
base.
All
right, what is Virginia Tech's Mount Rushmore? Mike Vick, Marcus Vick, Frank Beamer, and...
The thing is,
Suggs? Terrell Suggs, Virginia Tech? No.
We did have a Suggs that was a running back.
Oh, it was a running back. Sorry.
No, yeah, the thing is, Mike Vick would be on there, which sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, he would be on the Mount Rushmore, Virginia Tech. It would be Beamer, Bruce...
Bruce, holy crap, Bills Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he was an animal.
Ended his career, sadly, with the Redskins when Dan Snyder spent all that money on all those old, retiring soon free agents. That was a very, it's funny, that was like the way we talked about Massey being like Michael Jordan. That was like the Wizards. It was just like Dion, Bruce... Oh my God! That's gonna make me some
Bruce Smith. Yeah.
Bruce Smith, definitely Hall of Fame. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Mount Rushmore.
Yeah,
Mount Rushmore.
Actually, you know what? I'm gonna put Tyrod on there because Tyrod.
Oh yeah,
Tyrod's was a freshman. I was a freshman. Man, it was great. It was just like, and you know what? He got the Bills to the playoffs for the first time in 10 years.
Yeah, more than that.
Yeah, like, or well,
a million
yeah,
years, 20. No, close. I think
it was
at least
it was
15.
Yeah.
It was at least like 15 years. I think Flutie Flakes was the last time. Like, Doug Flutie was the last quarterback to get the Bills to the playoffs. And Doug Flutie threw that Hail Mary in 1984. Boston College.
Yeah.
Against Miami Hurricanes. Think about how crazy that is.
I wasn't alive.
I was just born.
You were born then.
I was born then. I think I was born. I think that was
immaculate.
I think that was a Christmas game.
Yeah, it was immaculate. Conception.
It was exciting.
Via Flutie and the Hail Mary.
I came out fast. Olympics. What should we move to?
You want to do a medal count?
Oh yeah, let's do medal count.
All right, I did bring some.
Is Norway still in the lead?
Norway's in the lead. Norway's always.
Damn it,
man. How can you hate Norway?
Norsemans.
Yeah. I mean...
No, I don't hate them.
I love... I've never been to Norway. I've been to Iceland. And the Nordic genetics, mm-hmm. first of all, is strong.
It is very strong.
In the women, and I assume the men. I wasn't paying as much attention, but the genetics is strong. They also, in Iceland...
Beautiful blonde hair, big strong legs... Viking mentality, right?
Good God, yeah.
Can you describe it?
Yeah, for sure. But they do have to have an app on their phone to make sure they're not having sex with their cousin. That's a true story.
Because
they're all from the same... It was like, you know, a bunch of Vikings came to Iceland, this island, and they're like, yep, this is ours now. And then, but they all have the same kind of genetic line. So if you're going to hook up in Iceland and you're born in Iceland,
mm-hmm.
it's a good chance to get on this app and make sure you're not having sex with your cousin.
Is it called Viking Incest? What's the app called?
I have no idea.
Is this really an app?
It's an app, man.
I like it. I've heard about all the condoms. Pass out at, what was it?
Another record-breaking
year. The Rio Games with Zika and all that going on. So I don't know how this one is. North Korea, it's not tropical. It's not as sexy. South Korea. Is not
apparently
as sexy.
They broke another record for condoms passed out at the.
Oh, this one did.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
I mean, the Olympic Village.
But it's like when you go to the dump, like when you take some to the dump and you get weighed in before and after. I want to see how many are used. I want to know that number.
God, that is the number that we need to find out for sure. How many condoms are used?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I mean, these people they're spending their entire lives. They're young, mm-hmm. healthy, ripped, shredded.
Young, dumb, full of. Point Break quote.
Yep.
Continue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shredded.
And they get to the Olympics. I mean, they have no social life because even unless you're curling, you're heading to the bar every night curling. But
that's true.
You're like married at this point curling. But
yeah, you're married, or your spouse yells at you. The woman yells at you to sweep while you sweep, and you kind of like run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, or not run. You do like the
it's a push.
The push.
I learned yesterday. Yeah. I've been learning.
She pushes
more about
and
curling.
Yells at you.
Yeah,
I like it.
You got one shoe that grips, one shoe that slides.
Yeah. That's just women. That's a women empowerment sport. It's kind of underrated, but it is.
Oh yeah.
She pushes. So she makes
she
the
makes
move.
You sweep. That.
She makes the move, and then she screams at you to sweep faster. It's kind of it's beautiful.
Liberating, and I'd be into it.
Yeah. It's what America needs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially.
A lot more social justice warriors should watch curling,
and
see
and
what
hop
a beautiful sport it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
They'd feel good about it. Sorry, but did I already interrupt you about medal count?
Oh yeah, yeah, we got.
Oh,
a medal
sorry,
count.
Norway. We started.
Oh
we
yeah,
went
we started
on the Viking
God,
sex
the,
tangent.
Viking
yeah,
yeah,
usual.
But other than the condoms, here's the medal count. This is what we do know.
count.
Norway 6 gold.
Ooh.
7 silver, 4 bronze. We got Germany, like coming in super strong. 9 gold.
How many does Dirk have?
Oh God, you know all of it. I
oh,
think.
Good, good.
9 gold, 2 silver, 4 bronze. Canada 4 gold, 5 silver.
Ooh.
4 bronze with a total of 13. The Netherlands,
mm-hmm.
5 gold, 5 silver, 2 bronze. And then coming in fifth, not too shabby, the U.S.
Nice. I heard of it.
Yeah. It's a small little spot
Wyatt
to the east.
Sean Wyatt picked up our 100th ever Winter Games gold medal on Tuesday with that snowboard.
We got Michaela Schifrin winning the GS gold, the giant slalom. Yeah,
oh,
so we got five.
Oh, I've missed the loogie, the luge, and slalom. I've been pissed. I just can't catch a break.
It's terrifying watching that stuff. It's
I
like
know.
How
it really is.
Like it's ice, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got a total of 8 with 5 gold, 1 silver, and 2 bronze. The United States bringing it up the rear.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm proud of it.
In news Thursday. We had Marcus Scherer of Austria break his fifth cervical vertebrae on the snowboard cross, which is the most interesting.
Snowboard cross.
It's crazy. It's
snowboard cross. I'm trying to think what this looks like.
It's like five guys.
Oh, I know you're
going
down.
You're
that one's sick.
It's crazy.
Sorry to Marcus, but yeah, that's a sick competition.
He broke his vertebrae, snowboarded down. And he's going to heal. And I just did some research on him.
Oh, he's going to be fine?
He's going to be fine. Oh. Broke his vertebrae and went all the
way
down.
Wait, which number was it?
Fifth.
Fifth. Oh, yeah, yeah, duh. Yeah, that's the one he's going to be okay. I knew that.
I mean, I think it could have been crazy. But I was looking back. In 2010 at the X Games, he broke 5 ribs.
Mm-hmm.
This is just how hardcore snowboard cross is.
Damn.
2013, fractured joint, 4 torn ligaments in his shoulder.
Oof.
It's crazy to watch it, and it is hard to, it's like.
It sounds like a Mel Gibson movie, where Mel Gibson, you know, he's a masochist. It just sounds like he's getting beat up a lot.
It's just crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, you're racing, basically going off like these, like, huge jumps, and they don't grab anything. If you watch it, they're just rolling down the windows. Like, that's their way to do it. I don't know if that cuts off as, like, if you grabbed it, maybe the aerodynamics would slow you down.
Mm-hmm.
They're just launching, and the way that they're just rolling down the windows, every single jump, it's like, it looks like every single jump they're going to eat it. It's amazing.
Yeah. No, I've been kind of bummed out. I did get to see Sean Wyatt stuff, but I've missed so much besides figure skating and curling, which I can do without watching hours of that, you know.
It's hypnotic when you get into curling.
I mean, it's a good background thing to watch. Like, people say, like, oh, I watch baseball, I'm like really into it, but some people, I understand, they put it on just to have something on because it could be hypnotic too.
Yes.
But yeah, I can see that for curling. Curling is
kind
of like,
know, the Tonya Harding moment. I know we're going to get into movies hopefully later.
I need to see that movie.
But man, I want to see I, Tonya so bad.
You haven't seen it either?
No.
No, I want to see it.
I don't know. I don't think it's been here. In our
and
theaters.
You can't get on iTunes, and I mean, I've asked Massey to go with me, and he just turns me down, so.
Drive to Idaho Falls.
Ooh. Is it worth it?
Probably.
It is Margot Robbie. Might be worth it.
Do you want to talk about the Olympic Games we want?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay.
Olympic Games we want.
Yeah. So we got these. Hold on. You want to do a little one liner segue that you can edit in.
Oh yeah, of course. Okay. So, drum roll.
Are you a Shaun White?
No.
Are you a Shaun White hater?
No.
No.
There you go. Five sports games we would like to see, Dan and I would like to see, in the Winter Olympics. You want to do five, count down 5-1?
Yeah, well, you want to do a back and back?
And explain yourself a little bit?
Yeah. Explain yourself, son.
Okay. Cool. You go first, guest.
All right, I'm going to go.
Guest go first.
I'm going to lead with a... Okay, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and lead with something that... I got one that's just killer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to lead with it.
Well, if it's killer, it's got to be number one, or is it not?
Yeah,
I
think, in my opinion,
yeah.
It's going to be number one. But
if it's worth it.
We need snowball fights. I showed you the picture of the kids from Princeton. It's an old school picture. You likened it to a Civil War photo.
It looks like, what's that called? When you do the old school. Like Western photo thing. It's called.
Yeah.
What's that called? Steel. No.
Oh, yeah.
Pan shots. I don't know. Something like that.
I know what you're talking about.
Literally did it. We did it at Pinky G's a few years ago. Somebody came into town. She was professional.
Yeah, an artist. Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, she took that. Audience will just have to Google that.
Yeah. There's a photo on the internet. You know, Google Princeton snowball fight. And. It's these three gentlemen, and they look like they just went against Ivan Drago in the ring, mm-hmm. all three of them.
Yeah.
And it's just from a snowball fight. So I want to see, like, a very, you know, this would be the winter boxing for the Olympics.
Oh,
this,
I like that.
This would be...
Less CTE.
Yeah, less CTE, but...
Still some blood.
Still some blood and still some hardened athletes. With just rocket arms, like Randy Johnson to the face, you know?
God, Randy could still participate in this.
Yeah, Randy could be oldest Olympian ever. He could be our first guy. But you got packed snowballs, you know? Like, I mean, mm-hmm. think about the preparation for the Olympics. Standard size, all the same, made with kind of a mold, and then you just...
They say Spalding on them?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, exactly. Yeah. Even with maybe a nice little texture on there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just launching it at each other. I like to see that. Just brutality between countries. And that'd really kind of do great for either escalating or smoothing out international relations.
Oh, yeah.
You know
I like
what I mean?
That. Yeah. Just firing at each other, but not nukes. You just
snowballs.
You're nuking snowballs. You're not...
ICE-ish.
You're nuking snowballs at each other. You're not... Snowballing
nukes,
yeah. Snowballing a nuclear war. Snowballing a nuclear war. Don't want that. Polish horseshoes. I went with that.
Yeah.
I would love to see. I don't know. You get the curling crew guys, and you're like, all right, you know, they probably get the. They're like the.
They play it anyway.
They're the kicker on the football team. It was like you're not really an Olympic athlete.
Yeah.
You get some. You know. You get these. Let's just say they're. I don't know. Like. 20-something boys that, you know, like to play the old Polish horseshoes, the two poles, put the beer bottle or can on top of it and throw the frisbee.
Brutal.
Yeah. It'd be fun as hell to watch that.
Yeah.
All that juggling and stuff. All that. I mean, this, you know, so another sport that will come up has kind of a similar vibe to it. But yeah, I think that would be awesome to watch all the tricks. People doing backflips while still catching the frisbee and saving the beer.
Yeah. And
nothing hits
the ground. The thing is, with the frisbee, you got those Winter Olympics. Like the snowboard guys, they know all the shaka bra and mm-hmm. get pitted. Like they're gonna know
What's get pitted?
That's like a surfing term when you just get in the barrel, dude. Like get pitted.
Like in Blue Crush.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
But you get the snowboard guys out there because they smoke marijuana regularly.
Yeah,
we've known this.
Depends on what state they're
which
in.
Leads to frisbee tossing when the snow's not great.
Yeah.
Which leads to
Good point.
Shaka Bra.
Shaka Bra.
And oh, that was sick, dude. That was so sick, dude. So you mic them up like you do the...
Oh, God, mic'd up.
You get mic them up and you just listen to like the... You know, and they put on Sublime or something like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, just like, oh, this is sick. This is my song, dude.
And I wish there was more mic'd up, like, behind the scenes of just the snowboard guys hanging out before they compete.
Yeah, like the 17-year-old kid that
yeah.
was just, like, overslept.
The KTP?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a little bit of lingo.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're getting into a point where you just don't know what the hell they're talking about.
I know, I agree. What's your number four?
Okay, my number four... And this one's practical. This is I think I'd like to see this. This mm-hmm. is less comical, but I think it'd be amazing if you could get a full mountain, just start triggering avalanches,
ooh.
Throw some dummies in there, and we have avalanche recovery as an Olympic sport.
Oh, so you get like...
you got people at the top, trigger an avalanche. They got to go
get... ski patrollers.
Yeah.
Ski patrollers compete.
Yes.
Ski patroller type skiers.
I think that'd be,
oh, that'd be
wild.
Fun. Huh. Why does it have to be dummies, though?
Just real people. Let's just go.
I don't know. Just, you know, like, just see if...
the loser of last year's...
empty out Alcatraz. Whatever. Just put them in the mountains. Give them something fun to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Death Row. Just empty out Death Row.
Who are we sending intentionally down on these?
Hmm.
Give me two celebrities you're gonna...
Oh, two celebrities?
Yeah.
I hate calling him a celebrity. LeVar Ball, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Number two...
LeVar Ball's an avalanche.
Let's do Weinstein and Harvey. Harvey Weinstein and LeVar Ball. Two fats.
Yeah.
Two fat.
Now I feel like.
Gross, loud, obnoxious, greedy, ugly. Poops.
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 Yeah.
I had snowball fight.
Yes.
So we're
okay,
kind of sports cycling. We're one apart on that. What was your number three?
All right. This is it. Mm-hmm.
This is it. This is the best.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the best. I just think it'd be the...
So you're 1 through 3 are tied for best in your heart.
No, I like this one the most. Mm-hmm. I think it would be wild. It's got a mix of a little bit of everything. Figure skating,
mm-hmm.
in a way. But snow skates. Have you heard of them?
Snow skates?
Snow skates.
You mean like putting blades on? Like putting like
kids
like skis
blades,
on?
But they're about... The link, they're like wheelies for the snow. You know those kids that used to ride around with the heel wheels?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that for the snow.
Oh.
You watch these videos, it looks ridiculous.
You go downhill?
Yeah, you go downhill, and like one of the brands is called Sled Dogs. It's like, yo, let me get my sled dogs on.
With an AW?
Yeah, you got some ska music, some
dogs.
Real big fish, and ooh. These dudes are just
kind
of like, it's just moonwalking downhill. With snow skates on.
Wow. Real big fish, moonwalking, snow dogs, sled dogs.
Sled dogs.
Sled dogs.
Dogs.
The dogs. I like that one. That's good. Snow sculpturing, like they do in the village when they do that competition, ooh. Which, has it already happened?
I don't know.
First year, not at the Riddle Shop, but I know Rick Wilson, head of the repair shop for 20 plus years now. God, he can make a... He's done, like, Harry and the Hendersons. He's done, like, this amazing dragon before right outside of JH Sports between that and the Four Seasons. God, it's beautiful. I would just love to watch... It'd be kind of like Top Chef, where they're like, you got this amount of time to make a sculpture, and the people are just freaking...
Yeah.
Like, they just, run to the station, and they've got, like, a certain amount of time to make, like... They all have the same size pile, so there's no cheating or any controversy, and they just have to, like, they make whatever they want, just be creative within the moment. I mean, they can come up with ideas, but they don't know. They can come up with ideas, but they don't know what the pile size is before they get it. They can't be like, we know we have 20 pounds of snow to work with. And then they get there, and then it's like
20,000.
20,000, sure. That'd be great. I was going to say 8.5, but 20,000, they could just overdo it. I like that.
It takes the duration of the entire Olympics.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
And they, you know, they can sleep as much as they want. They can do. You know, I think this will lead into one that it's kind of just coming up. Say they can do whatever they want. They can do some meth. They can stay up the entire Olympics.
Absolutely. Best sculpture. There's no drug testing in any of our sports we're doing right now.
Yeah.
And I mean, because there's booze involved, then, you know, booze is the gateway to meth. So
always.
Yeah.
It always has been, always will be.
Yeah. Number two for you.
Number two for me is going to be quaffing.
Quaffing. Very nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
We're getting girls on bikinis, on the surface,
mm-hmm.
mixed teams, male, female, everything, quaffing. It's going to be kind of like the basketball of the Olympics.
I like it.
There's going to be psych outs.
With Real Big Fish playing again.
Real Big Fish.
From basketball.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully Real Big Fish will be there live.
I think I'll have myself a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thrown at me on an icy surface.
Drinking, gender equality, ska music, athletic, jumping, diving. I'll just, spoiler alert, my number one was quaffing.
Okay.
So I'll just go ahead and skip ahead because I want to like have a discussion about it because I think it'd be awesome. I was thinking about it the other day. The level of athleticism, if you take even the amazing juggling you see just in the village here.
Oh my God, yeah.
Could you imagine with training? Olympic athletes doing that and training Holy for moly. It and having that be like their job for 6 months is just to train to be just acrobats?
That would be the most entertaining.
Beer mugs.
It'd be so entertaining.
Just pink, like Mario penguin slides across it. You catch, so you like, yeah, you like slide somebody across it. He's grabbed by the other team. They flip him around. He's got to drink both beers in both hands and feet at the same time or something.
It'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Is there
I can picture it.
Is there a league? Like, I wonder if there's like a pro.
There has to be.
Yeah. There's a league for everything.
Yeah. There's like the
beer pong league. Like, Major League Beer Pong was a thing, you know.
Yeah. Well, there's that league, the thing in the movie Role Models where they pretend to have, they do like fantasy fighting where it's like they have like a group.
LARPing.
LARPing.
Yeah. There's live LARPing. Action
if
role
there's,
play.
If there's LARPing, live action role play, there's LARPing, there's got to be a quaffing league.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's number one for sure.
I pictured it the other day in my head and I was like, it would just be so entertaining to watch. It would just be like the circus comes to a fraternity house. With Olympic athletes. Mine was snowmobile bumper car / destruction derby.
Whoa.
Yeah. Or we can be light. We can do battle mode from Mario Kart where you get three balloons that hang on the back of your snowmobile. And you could do like, I don't know, shoot Nerf guns at each other or snowmobile throws.
I think you need to shoot the guns they use on the biathlon.
Oh, yes.
And air
paintballs.
Or no, I'm just live rounds.
What is an air rifle?
Well, it's the guns they use on the biathlon where they do the cross country.
I don't know the
caliber.
Is it like Macaulay Culkin BBs in Home Alone where he shoots the action figures?
A little more power, I think.
More power.
I think it's like a. I saw the shell. It's, you know, smaller than a .22 shell, but I don't know what it's something small, mm-hmm. but super accurate,
dude.
But you're on a snowmobile with.
I'm thinking paintball, either paintball, battle mode, Mario Kart with the balloons, where they take a balloon away every time.
Yes.
You get hit and you have three balloons.
Yes.
Or just full on like figure eight races with snowmobiles.
Oh my!
One or the other.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, I mean there could be one. One will have more casualties than the other, but you know, Darwin.
You know, we are fighting for our country.
Yeah, exactly.
Every day, at the Olympics.
Exactly.
So,
what was your number one?
Step up.
Step up. Great movies.
That's it. That's all I got. I left one short.
Oh, it's okay. I guess we should. Yeah, I'll take a break.
Yeah,
we'll come back.
Some sports movies. We got the Oscars coming up.
Oh, the sports movies. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
All right. This is Teton Sports Talk on 89.1 KHOL Jackson.
Hey, you wanna hear a good joke? Nobody speak. Nobody get choked.
Sports fans, Jackson, Globe, PF Chang's. This is Friday on Teton Sports Talk. This is not Massey. Massey is
dead.
Maybe. I don't know. We tried to call him. His voicemail picked up. His voicemail sounds like it's been changed, too. It's very scary.
You think he's off the radar?
I think we might have
a
cold case. Coming soon. He is in Mobile for Mobile Mardi Gras.
What an idiot.
Well, Dan and I work back in Jackson. Like a couple.
Yeah, we're working.
Yeah, a couple working guys.
Just picking up the slack.
Yeah, you actually worked Mardi Gras.
I did work Mardi Gras.
On Tuesday at the brew pub.
It was wild out there.
How was cleanup?
Cleanup is easy. You know, we got Mardi Gras. We have St. Patty's Day.
This is what I was going to ask you. What's the hardest of those three Oktoberfest. Nights in general?
By far, Oktoberfest is...
By far.
By far. It's fall. People have gotten through the summer making their money. It's off season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we've got... It's hilarious. Yeah, Oktoberfest is definitely something to experience at the brew pub if you're a Jackson resident.
It is pretty silly.
It's an all-day thing.
You wear a Lederhosen really skirt, right?
Always.
Always. Yeah. Even though it's not a brew pub event, how hard is Hill Climb weekend?
Hill Climb weekend, the only hard thing about that and...
Not having Bud Light?
That literally is, yeah. Not having Bud Light.
Turning down Bud and Miller Light.
Yeah, you know, getting tipped 3% because you don't have Bud Light
exactly.
Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to do the bad impression because I am from the South, but...
Do Beamer.
Yeah, can I get 3 shots Fireball and...
Ranch?
2 Bud Lights. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Ranch. We have to buy a new... full shipment of ranch before Hill Climb.
That's good.
But honestly, a lot of those people are pretty laid back and chill.
Yeah, they are.
And they're just here to see some freaking brappin, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
There's only a couple bad eggs, but, you know, there's plenty of those here as well, including myself.
I know. Hate the turds and the punch bowls, but it happens. And yeah, there was what was that thing we had? It was like snowmobile...
Snow
cross,
yeah. Snow
where I was confused
cross.
What month it was for a minute.
Yeah, I know. Like, is it spring?
I know. It's like, is it late March? What's going on outside? We were gonna do. It is Oscar season. I've not seen that many, quote unquote, Oscar movies yet. I watched some. Big horror movie fan. Watched a lot of horror movies lately.
You seen It?
Selfie Queen. Yes.
Oh God.
I'm trying to get Selfie Queen to watch it with me. She will not. I've only seen it once in theaters. Big fan of Pennywise. I think he is a great role model for young kids.
Mm, yeah.
I think that Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri is the only movie I've seen that's probably a technically sound Oscar movie. It's really good.
It's nominated for Best Picture.
Woody Harrelson's in it. Francis yep. McDormand's in it. Sam Rockwell's in it. It's a good time. It's not a sports movie. And we're going to do
a sports movie.
We're going to do sports movie top 10. And we should go
to our own Oscars.
We should go backwards.
Screw the Academy.
Yeah, screw the Academy. You're right. Yeah. Screw you, Weinstein, your Academy.
Yeah.
Clowns.
Don't pretend like you weren't complicit, Academy.
I know. They've left out a lot of good movies. The Academy is never... God, what sports films have... I think maybe one of...
The Blind Side was a big,
oh,
a big hit.
Oh, God.
I know.
I hate that movie so much.
The Blind Side was a big hit in terms of... Critical acclaim.
That's true. And Moneyball.
Moneyball was a huge hit.
Moneyball is a huge
Moneyball's hit. Moneyball's pretty rad,
though. Yeah. Brad Pitt, Best Actor nomination. Jonah Hill, Best Supporting Actor nomination. I think Best Film. Probably Director. Screenwriting. Oh, yeah, Moneyball
was huge.
Both of
good flick.
Michael Lewis's books. Blindside, Moneyball. A lot of movies have been left out, though. Like The Program.
The Program, dude. Oh, my gosh. The guy is just getting... jacked on steroids.
Oh, I love it.
Man, I saw a program when I was very impressionable. I was probably like 12, and I was like, this is real.
Yeah.
I felt very, I was like, oh,
I think
this
it's
is how college
Florida
sports
State,
is.
Right?
Yeah, it's imitating Florida State. And it
the
basically,
Wolfpack.
Yeah, for those who haven't seen the program, it's
James Caan.
Yeah.
James Caan playing Jim Bowden. Bobby Bowden, excuse me. No. Jim Bowden? Bob? What am I doing? Bobby? Bob Bowden.
Yeah.
Bobby Bowden?
I think so, yeah.
Hmm.
Thinly veiled how much this is representing the Seminoles. But we've got an alcoholic quarterback.
Colors.
We've got...
Kane.
Yeah.
He tries to... Yeah, he gets drunk on six-packs and plays chicken with a train.
Walks on the railroad
tracks.
Is that classic?
Like like a real piece of gutter trash.
If Stranger Things can do a railroad track scene and Stand By Me.
Yeah.
I think that the program with an alcoholic quarterback and a guy that's so juiced on steroids that he's seemingly on crack cocaine.
Were you about to rank railroad scenes?
I think I started going down that road or railroad, as we say.
What's it called? Oh God. I cannot believe I'm forgetting this. The movie where the people know they're going to die because they cheat death. Final Destination. Final Destination. Great railroad scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say the program. Yeah. Omar Epps playing the running back who fumbles a lot.
Yeah.
Trying to hook up with Halle Berry, his tutor.
The language that's used is so funny because I do think that is one aspect. My brother played a little college football. You know, shout out Ben.
Oh, nice.
Holla. It was a small school, but I do think
they're all the same.
They have the trash talking at the line of scrimmage. I mean, this movie, it's. Language strong.
It is. It's
drug use strong.
For all the kids that listen to this show, I'm sorry. And at the same time, probably should wait to see the program when you're, I don't know, 8 at least 8.
Yeah.
More like 14, but yeah, 13.
But the 14. but the talking lining up for scrimmage, yeah. You know, I do think
did Bro say it's pretty accurate? The program is one of the most accurate
in terms of just like
talk
how
football movies,
how brutal people are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think they're a little accurate on that. You know? That's good.
That's good. What else happens in that movie?
Was that one of your? No.
It came off the top of my head, and it's probably God. It's got to be top 15. So it's probably a little bit outside of it. I was just gonna say the Academy is left out.
Yeah.
The program. Necessary Roughness with Rob Schneider and Sinbad. Like great movies.
Come on, Academy.
I know exactly. Without further ado, and guess goes first again.
Are you going
10 backwards?
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Go for it.
I think it's sexier that way.
Got it.
Because I think at the end you're like, oh, that's his 10th favorite. Who cares? That's how you keep people. That's like how they do the college football, what's it called? The TV show they make out of the college football playoff where they're like the top six and they go six to one.
Yeah.
I think it's just the best way to do it.
Of course.
And this show is, I don't really... There's no like real soul or heart when I do this show. It's just for ratings. So
right,
yeah, that's what I'm working on. Go for it. Number 10.
Number 10 for me. I'm going Rocky IV.
Ooh,
as number 10.
Start off with a boxing movie.
Yeah, I'm going Rocky IV because first of all,
is that the one where they train in Jackson?
Yes,
in the Tetons.
It's shot here.
Four?
Yeah. Rocky comes to Russia, aka Jackson. You see the airport in the scene.
Russia Jackson.
He's doing full on sit ups from a rafter in an old barn. Also, Ivan Drago. You know, and we got some Russia stuff going
Rocky.
On. Yeah,
Burgess Meredith. Yeah. R.I.P.
So I'm going Rocky IV just because if I was to be in shape, if I would have the perfect body, it would be either one of those two men. In that movie, I think Stallone had gotten on some gear, starting in 2, and the gear really peaked. The steroids,
I like calling it gear.
Yeah, the gear.
That's what baseball players should call it.
If you're ever like looking for, you know, hit me up.
Are you selling?
I mean,
are you talking about Adderall? Because that's also considered gear in baseball now. So,
oh really?
Yeah, wow. Gear.
Fuck no,
I like gear.
No, I'm talking HGH. I'm talking.
Oh, nice.
Metabolic.
You're just
steroids.
Like you're a black market GNC.
Yeah.
In Jackson.
You wouldn't think it looking at my body, but I'm lazy about my
schedule. Oh, that's why you
schedule.
Bartend.
Yeah.
Oh, and the 3% tips, that makes sense now.
Yeah, because
that's how you make your money.
Yeah.
Good.
On gear.
Your parents listen to this show? Probably not.
Probably not.
I think only Massey's parents do. I like that one. Is that the one where Carl Weathers dies?
Yep.
Yeah, and that's not a spoiler.
It's a revenge.
You don't know... What actor Carl Weathers? You don't know what character Carl Weathers plays. Then
and you haven't seen Rocky
anything.
Movies, then you know, screw you.
Yeah, get out. Go to Russia. Go to Russia, Jackson Hole, Russia, whatever.
Come to Russia.
Yeah. Come to Russia. Mine's Bull Durham, number 10. God, baseball movie I love. It's just a blast. Kevin Costner, Tim Robbins. I can't say enough about it. His name is. Oh, what's his name? Tim Robbins' character. Meat?
I love Tim Robbins.
Meat Sack? Yeah, he's such a good actor. And if you don't know Tim Robbins from Shawshank.
If you haven't seen
Andy
Shawshank,
Dufresne.
Andy Dufresne.
What's worse, not seeing one Rocky movie or just one of them
oh my
or
God.
Shawshank?
If you're a sports fan, obviously Rocky. But mm-hmm. I mean, if you're a human, if you're not like into sports, stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Yeah, exactly. Stay tuned for Democracy Now.
I think if you haven't seen Shawshank, it's just, first of all, how could you not? If you've watched the television before, I don't know, any time, it's on some channel at any point. I think it has to be.
And I think Red, Morgan Freeman's character, actually makes a sports reference towards the end when he says, Andy Dufresne crawled through two football fields long with some of the most vile, disgusting filth
Andy Dufresne.
You could possibly imagine.
Andy Dufresne.
Number nine for you.
Number nine for me. On my list, this is special to me. I'm glad I got this assignment. But on my list, I have like three or four documentaries. So I'm going to touch on some documentaries.
Oh, I didn't even think about documentaries.
Yeah. So I'm going to go. Fact. I'm going to go as number nine, King of Kong, or A Fistful of Quarters. It's a documentary on, this is crazy, and I'm stretching.
John Rocker.
I'm stretching the boundaries here, but it's a documentary on these professional video gamers
mm-hmm.
who have to beat the high score of Donkey Kong, original arcade game. And it's the most gripping thing you've ever seen about two people. There's some really great characters in it. It seems like
an esports documentary is the most gripping, even more than Shawshank? More gripping about two people?
Almost, yeah.
Okay.
It's amazing.
I'll trust you.
It's amazing.
Netflix? Where can you see this?
It was on Netflix.
YouTube? Pornhub.
For sure.
Number nine for me, Kingpin.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a bowler.
Mm-hmm.
Big bowling movie. We don't have a cow. We have a bull. One of my favorite scenes of all time. mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Number eight for you.
Number eight for me. I'm going to go ahead and go with Major League.
Very nice.
I just love it. I think
I'm just happy it's in your top 10.
Yeah. Major League's great. Yeah. Number eight for me is Major League. I don't care about Cleveland. I don't
Mm-mm.
necessarily like Ohio.
Mm-mm.
But I do have a thing for suffering sports fans.
Mm-hmm.
And good God, they're suffering.
Yeah.
So
there's a little bit of UVA football in that movie. That's how I see it. UVA football.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You can always.
I mean, it's like the Rangers, the Texas Rangers were like that for a long time. They were like the Indians, just they're poopy again. Who are
again.
These? Who are these stinking guys? I love that movie so much.
Yeah. The Wild Thing.
Wild Thing. Strike this. You know, someday we'll unedited show. Number eight for me. It's kind of like the program. Actually, the guy who does steroids in the program is also in this movie, and he throws an alligator into the showers at one point.
What?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's the 6 inches that are in front of your face. Any given Sunday?
Oh, God, yeah. Yes. Okay, yeah.
Al Pacino.
We used
Jamie
to watch
Fox.
That to get hype in high school before
God,
football.
It's so good.
Watch it in the film
room.
I
know, me too. It's Oliver Stone at his most outrageous best. It's kind of like the program meets.
It does have the program.
Natural Born Killers.
Yeah.
One of his movies he made where like it's like real trippy and very strange. Just the whole, I love it, the Miami Sharks.
Oh, yeah, Miami Sharks.
I still understand there's not enough sharks as mascots.
Remember, this is a throwback. The old EA Sports games had the Tiburons, which is Espanol for sharks. That was like the default team.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, that goes back to 2002 or something. But yeah, you could play the EA Sports Tiburons.
Yeah, I remember that.
Tiburones. I don't know. But yeah. Yeah, we need more
video games.
San Jose Sharks, get out of here.
San Jose Sharks, exactly. Bull Sharks would be cool. Number seven for you.
Number seven, I'm going back to the documentary genre.
Ooh.
And this will ring true here in Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Touching the Void. Have you seen it? Touching the Void is a documentary about these two mountaineers who ascend this peak in South America. First time for them to do it. And then it all goes absolutely terribly wrong, and it's an amazing story about survival, and I don't want to ruin it. But the direction and the reenactments, it's filmed amazingly. I don't even know how they did it. It's, if you haven't seen Touching the Void, you got to see it. It's gripping.
So it's good reenactments.
Yes.
Not like the usual. When I think of reenactments, I think of Unsolved Mysteries, the old show.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No. Yeah. It's amazing.
I've seen Meru. I've never seen this.
Yeah. You'll love it.
Similar?
It's a survival story.
Is it like Vertical Limit with Bill Paxton and Chris O'Donnell?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
It is literally Vertical Limit, but real
with
and
like,
not
and
awful.
Like Cliffhanger, too, with Sly.
Yeah. I would say God. So.
Good
All
movies.
Real.
Yeah.
The guys,
I like real.
It's not a spoiler because he's in the documentary from the get go. Mm. But the guy that experiences this, mm-hmm. Goes through literal hell on earth and survives, coming down this mountain. It's brutal, but yeah, Touching the Void. What's number seven for you?
Oh, I want to see this movie now. I went with Big Lebowski.
Of course.
Enough said. Another bowling. That's my second bowling movie in my top 10 because
you roll, man.
Yeah, because I roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. I rolled 210 last year, but you know,
whoa.
No big deal.
Wait a second. Was that an offhand humble brag?
A little bit.
210.
I don't know. Yeah, I should have asked you to ask me what I rolled so it was a little more humble, but yeah, it's close enough.
Hey, what do you roll, Graham?
I rolled 210 last year.
Oh.
Yeah, in league play.
That's pretty decent.
Was
that in a three game
governed
set?
Governed by the state, yeah.
Three game set, 210?
Yeah. Three game. No, one damn game.
One game.
God. Number six for you.
Number six, Clint Eastwood talking to an empty chair. Million-dollar baby.
Ooh.
Million-dollar baby.
Really?
Yeah, that's my second boxing movie, I think.
See, I like boxing movies more than I like boxing the sport.
Right, yeah. Well, boxing the sport has been so bastardized at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, boxing movies are very... The idea of boxing is like super romantic.
It is. One boxing movie that I left out of my top 10 besides any of the Rockies was Cinderella Man.
Yes.
Boxing movies are just better than the real life sport. It's just the way it is these days.
And it was great. There was a golden age of boxing, I think. Mm-hmm. At least the movies tell me
Ali's
so.
Ali's a pretty good movie. Will Smith.
Ali, yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I didn't include that I'm ashamed, just doing research, I need to see Raging Bull. It's a classic.
That's my number five.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. You're going to have to give me the rundown
De Niro.
On that. So that's my number six, Million Dollar Baby marked out. What's number six for you?
Number six for me, Caddyshack.
Oh, God.
Caddyshack. Yeah. I mean, classic, beautiful, fun, Chevy Chase. Everybody, I mean, yeah, back to back. Like, you know, everybody's seen Big Lebowski and Caddyshack a million times. You've probably seen Caddyshack more because it's fairly older, but
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just everybody in their prime. So, like Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, Rodney Dangerfield, RIP, Ted Knight as the old, smug, entitled.
Yes.
What is he? He's like the golf.
Yeah. Oh, is he a pro?
No, he's not a pro.
Yeah, but he's
chairman of the course.
Yeah,
or something?
He's the white glove kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were all of them, every single one of them, was on copious amounts of cocaine during during the filming of that movie.
Yeah.
There's a documentary.
Rat farts.
Yeah. There's a film on Netflix about the writer of that movie.
Oh, really?
Directed by the same guy, David Wayne, who did Wet Hot American Summer.
I can see that.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
It's easy to find because the same font used for American.
Oh yeah,
is the same font that you'll if you just look for the font on Netflix, you'll find it.
Yeah.
Cool. So
number five for me is Raging Bull.
Raging Bull.
Went through that. What's your number five?
My number five is gonna be Miracle.
I thought about that one.
He just keeps blowing the whistle and making them. You know, who do you play for? And they're like
America.
Yeah. I play for the U.S.
It might be Kurt Russell's best role, or best like
until you've
taking
seen,
taking a role under his wing and not just being Kurt Russell.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Until you've seen Bone Tomahawk, it's got the most brutal death scene of all time.
Bone Tomahawk.
Bone Tomahawk. It's an independent film.
Ooh.
Very cheap budget. Got Matthew Fox in it.
Lost.
Yeah, got Matthew Fox from Lost in it. Kurt Russell's in it. Most insane death scene.
I miss this movie. I know you're talking about it now.
It's kind of a fringe. It's a small. It's very like low budget, but
I like gore porn. I'll just admit it on the air. I watched Jigsaw the other day.
Oh,
not ashamed of it.
How was Jigsaw?
It was fine. It was fine. I mean, it's like Saw 27, so it's good enough for a 27th installment. Number four for you.
Number four for me. All right, taking place in Virginia.
Titans?
Yeah. Nice. Remember the Titans.
Well done.
Come on, man. You can't.
You're right.
Now I will say.
I have to make some changes to my list.
No, I'll
just continue what I have.
Yeah, just.
It's tough. I know that there's two on here that I'm going to regret, but they can always be top 15, you know?
My number one, I'm going to regret, and people are going to hate me for it, but I have to stay true.
I'm excited for it.
Remember the Titans?
Of the year.
Is that where he breaks his arm?
Henry Roden Gardner.
That's where he breaks his arm, right? And he pitches for the Cubs.
Pitcher's got a big butt. Another good like Cubs are suffering like the Indians, kind of like a G-rated major league.
Yeah,
in a way,
for sure.
Busey playing the old
Gary.
Yeah, the old like about to retire over the hill starting pitcher.
I get that and Angels in the outfield confused.
I can't believe I know too much about Rookie of the Year not to be in my top 10, but it's not. Number four for me, Love and Basketball.
Ooh,
Omar Epps.
Sultry.
Oh, God. They playing basketball. I mean, it's just a beautiful movie.
It is. No, I think that I respect that a lot. It shows your softer side, too, Greg.
Thanks. It's one of my, favorite. It's my favorite basketball movie. It's my favorite romantic movie. It's my favorite.
Out of a long list.
Omar
I'm sure.
Epps movie. Yeah. It's very important to me. I'd say The Program and Major League 2 are my two other favorite Omar Epps movies, but yeah, it's definitely my favorite. Number three for you.
Number three for me. Number three for me. My last documentary on here.
Ooh.
Hoop Dreams.
It's very good. You're so well read.
Thank you.
I have no documentaries in mind.
I watch a lot of flicks.
Subtitles. Too many subtitles.
Yeah. The first time I saw Hoop Dreams, I was in college and I was studying, that's what I studied in school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just going through a list of like, I was like, okay, I need to see like the list of the best kind of best of the best documentaries. And the story behind Hoop Dreams is so cool. And it's just the fact that it's real life is crazy. The storyline is so strong, but it started out with a guy who was doing a project for PBS. He's like, I'm going to film some inner city kids, playing basketball kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was going to be like a 20-30 minute PBS thing, turned into like a 5-year project for him.
Wow.
Following these kids. If you haven't seen Hoop Dreams.
I've seen Hoop Dreams. Yeah. This is the only documentary of the ones you've mentioned I've seen.
Yeah.
So
good.
Listeners. Check it out.
Yeah.
Listeners. ASAP.
Watch Hoop Dreams. It's ASAP. Worth. It's almost a 3-hour movie, I think, though.
It's worth it, though.
It's so worth it.
Number three for me was tough. I'll stick with it. All the Right Moves with Tom Cruise, 80s football movie. Man, I know there's a couple movies that I'm really regretting.
It's hard to make it 10.
Right now. I know.
You start thinking about, you know, the sports movies.
The Titans, basketball I've left out, but basketball is... you know, it's just, I don't know.
On a second go, might not think it's as great.
Technically a sport, but maybe that's my loophole. I don't feel bad about leaving basketball out. It's not
that's fine.
A sport. But yeah.
Tom Cruise is certifiably insane, but I can't resist.
God, so good.
I don't know how many Scientologists we have here in Jackson. I assume there's a couple because there's probably some rich folks from L.A. who...
There's some actors here.
Yeah. Scientology is crazy, first of all. I don't mind saying that whatsoever.
Let it out. This is your platform.
Thank you.
Get on stage.
But Tom Cruise, I love watching Tom Cruise act.
I love watching Tom Cruise. I don't fault him for... I'm not going to stop watching Mission... I'm not going to not watch Mission Impossible
32
because Tom Cruise has some issues.
as a Scientologist.
Exactly. If they made Face Off 2, I'd still watch Travolta in it, you know?
God, Travolta's going to break.
He is.
Have you seen all of the Scientology docs?
No, not enough of them. I've seen a little bit like the Leah Remini stuff, but not enough to be an expert. But yeah,
so fascinating.
pre-crazy Tom Cruise, all the right moves. Number 2 for you.
Number 2 for me, a special place in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
A dark movie by a director that I really enjoy. The Wrestler by Darren Aronofsky. Some of my favorite scenes and the cinematography in that film.
So
I don't know.
Good.
I feel like I'm there. His girlfriend, I can't remember her name, stripper girlfriend.
Oh man. She's in My Cousin Vinny. She won mm-hmm. Best Supporting Actress for that movie. Starts with an M. Me.
But that was a huge moment for what's the actor's name?
Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, a huge moment for Mickey Rourke as a comeback story.
Story about a guy who's trying to kind of not make a comeback, but he's trying to like hang on.
Yeah, but Mickey Rourke himself has an interesting story in life, mm-hmm. and man, The Wrestler.
Yeah,
there's a lot of emotions in that movie.
Yeah, Marissa Tomei.
Thank God. Yes,
love Marissa Tomei. And you watch Westworld?
Of course.
His daughter in that movie is the main girl in Westworld. Blow your mind.
What?
Yeah. Rachel Evan Cook.
Wow.
Yeah. The one that he's like trying to get back into his life.
That is awesome.
Yeah. There you go.
Time to revisit The Wrestler.
You should. It's a good movie. All right, I'm an old broken down piece of meat.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Mine was Major League. We've already gone over
Major League. Major League, yeah.
It's a good old time.
Give me your number one.
Varsity Blues. No way.
Look at my list.
Oh, top.
Varsity Blues.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Comedy.
Wow.
Drama. It's got it all. Action.
I can quote most of it.
Fire that pigskin. Pooping pigskin. Keep smiling, poophead. God.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Sports movie cycling at its best.
Wow,
right
thank
there.
You for... I feel like we just had a moment there.
Yeah.
I've seen Varsity Blues play 40 times.
Yeah. Oh, easily.
Anyone that says they haven't seen it, I'm just like, oh, we're putting it on now.
Yeah, or they act like it's not a good sports movie.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
We got Green Day opening scene, truck just ripping out of the driveway. Yeah. Texas. Nice guy finished last. We got Tweeter.
You got Billy Bob, RIP, feeding bacon waffles with syrup. And then he picks up Paul Walker, Lance Arbor, RIP.
Man.
Too much of that cast is gone.
I know.
Yeah.
Kilmer. The strip club scene with the sexy teacher.
Miss Davis.
Miss
Davis, you got a problem with me? You got Kilmer being hard on the preppy kid. You got Kilmer being hard on Tweeter because he likes to have sex and drink too much.
Mm-hmm.
You got Kilmer being racist against
the running back.
Yeah.
He's like, I got
Kilmer's
mom recruiting.
Black workhorse.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
got mom recruiting for him. Mom going to Texas Tech for me.
Yeah.
And you've got, obviously, he calls him William Robert, but Billy Bob.
Billy Bob.
He's on him all the time.
Bob.
And Billy Bob's got CTE, and he.
Oh my
and Kilmer
God.
Doesn't even know it.
Billy Bob.
It's disgusting. He passes out in class.
I love, first of all, the Billy, the actor, RIP, once again.
Billy Bob.
Just knew his role was so important and so, he went straight to satire. He did not another teen movie as his own
as
character,
himself.
Basically.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got this, and first of all, I don't know, maybe I haven't watched it. These kids all look like 23, like,
mm-hmm.
except for they do have some extras in the locker scenes. You're like, oh, that kid is really 16.
Yeah.
But you know, Jonathan Moxon, all these kids are like jacked. Like,
no, I know.
There's no way like this is a high school team, but God, it has such a special place in my heart.
It's so beautiful. It's just a beautiful, it's a poetic movie.
I mean, whipped cream bikini wasn't a thing. They made it a thing. TV, spring break that year, did a whipped cream bikini in like Mexico, Cancun.
Wow.
The whipped cream melted off. They had to cut coverage. I mean, that's the influence you have with
Varsity Blues. Just because of Darcy and her whipped cream bikini.
Oh my gosh.
That's nice,
her
that's
her parents
hat.
Were at the Moose Lodge or something playing bingo. I think her parents were playing bingo the night that Jonathan Moxon came over there.
You're right.
Yeah. You want some ice cream? Whipped cream?
You want some whipped cream on that?
Or a banana split?
Banana split? I make the best whipped cream. Sundays.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You want a sundae.
Tweeter. Charlie Tweeter. He's stealing the car.
He's taking the car.
Wainer's up against the glass at the Ivano Club. Good time. All right, we've gone long. Sports fans, everybody say thank you to Dan in your cars, privately to yourself.
I love you
podcasting.
All.
I had a blast. Much easier than working with Massey. This is Teton Sports Talk. You're welcome. This is Teton Sports Talk on 89.1 KHOL. Download the podcast. We're out.
Later.